6:15. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, Bob and Dan. It's a birthday show. Let's throw it back to Jake because we have more to present.
We do. We are What's the Countdowning for our top 10 moments of year 19, as it is your 20th birthday. I've always been confused by that. Okay, so...
Yeah, me too.
We did add Julie this year, and she's unequivocally nicer just as a person than all of us are. And so
we brought you some cookies.
Speak for yourself.
These two cuts that we have in this segment here are an example of one, how to not speak about your coworkers' children, and then how to speak about your coworkers' children. As Julie told us in a break that she had something she wanted to present to me.
I heard Jake say this a while ago, and it was before I was full time, and I haven't said anything to him since. But
well, it's been stewing.
Oh wow.
Well, it's not stewing, but I just want to know more about your stance on this because I know, you know, the whole baby name thing. And I heard you say one day, "Oh, Ryder, that's the worst baby Uh-oh. Name. Don't even get me started on Ryder."
Uh-oh. What's your baby's name?
Ryder.
Oh, no.
Bad name.
Oh, no.
You know another name I hate?
Julie.
Bad name. Julie's a great name. We've actually considered it. Ryder, bad name.
If you name your daughter Julie, I'll forgive you.
I might.
What,
You spell with a Y?
This is awkward.
No.
R-I-D-E-R?
Oh, Ryder. I thought you were talking about Julie. I was like, well, that'd be July. Yes, Ryder has a Y.
Yeah, that's bad.
Why is it so bad?
Like the hockey player?
It's not that... Yeah. I mean, he wasn't named after him, but yes, like Michael Ryder's last name.
He was a sweet guy.
He was so nice. He was funny.
Yeah.
A newfie.
So you're...
I gotta stay on this wall. No Ys, no... Basically, I don't think your kid's name should be trying to be cool. And I feel like whenever you name your kid Ryder with a Y, you're trying to have people look at your kid's name and say, that's a pretty cool name. And I think you're setting your kid up for failure with that.
It sounds like one of those names you just heard at one time, Julie, and then you're like, that's
so
kind of
right.
So I liked
it because it's not like super crazy and weird, but it's unique and
it's not
unright.
John or...
It's not Jake.
Right. No, listen. Hey, I'm not going to bat for the most common Caucasian male name of the last 20 years. I got a basic ass name. The most basic.
It's Bob is pretty basic.
Look, Ryder is not...
Bob's the
Bob
most
Bob wins.
Ryder's not... Caden with a K-A-I-D-Y-E-N-N.
Yes, and I agree
it's not
with
on
all
that,
of those
on the
stuff.
Spectrum, it's not on that level, but it's still
What do you think of Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H?
Bad.
So A-S-H-L-E-Y?
Yeah, I mean, standard, yeah. Except I just think standard.
Is there any chance
What's the other one's name?
Anna.
See? Great name. If I say that one's great, then I can say the other one's
It's a palindrome.
It's also just a great name.
It's a classic. It's more classic
yes,
than Ryder.
Yes, it is classic.
I'm pro-classic.
It is classic. You can find an Anna
like
on Downton Abbey.
I would like you to just rethink your stance on Ryder. That's all.
Well,
it's not as bad as
I can tell you.
Bring him up here and apologize.
Rethinking stances is not something I do.
Okay.
Ooh, it's not.
No, no. I'm just kidding. I just
told you. Would you tell
You don't evolve.
I'm pro-dragon and I'm pro-baker.
Now, what would happen, though, like if this conversation was happening at like a dinner? Would you soften your stance because you're being confronted by the actual mother who just put that name on her little guy just recently?
No.
He doesn't seem to be, and I'm right here.
Yeah, I mean, she is right there. I'm probably going to see her tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I hope you two can carry on through this.
Just when Listen. You meet him, you'll really like him, and you'll forget about the whole name thing.
I'm
he's
just
really
hoping
cool.
you're not about to tell me that there's a sickness involved here, or something that I'm like, oh, and then also...
wait till he turns 18.
When's Bring Your Son to Work Day? I wonder.
Jake will probably kick his ass the second season. I can take this punk.
No, I mean, that's the other thing is I think most people who have those sort of names, they would kick your ass because they're going, he's going to be a cool kid. There's no one named Ryder who's a dork. Like, the kid
exactly.
is destined to be cool, and I'm just jealous, I guess.
Don't you think the influx of riders, there'll be more riders than there used to be, and
That'll
now
be
there
Bob.
Will be a dork rider.
Right.
Somewhere.
Riding and Caden will be Bob and Dan.
Are there a lot of riders running around these days, Julie?
Not a ton.
Okay.
There is a rider on Paw Patrol, which is a very popular...
On what?
Paw Patrol. It's a cartoon
like
for
Paw
toddlers.
Paw Patrol?
Yeah, it's all about dogs.
I bet it is. It's most shows with Paw in the title probably are.
It's great to have you here, Julie.
Hey, thanks.
Man.
Jake.
Boy,
hate
Jake's
cats
pissed.
And you hate my son. Let's be friends.
I've never heard him.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Does it hurt?
It's not good.
And he doubled down right away, too.
And he said that Anna was going to be a dork, which I totally missed back then and heard for the first time right now.
I couldn't stop.
That's why we replay these things.
So, like I said, that was a master class of how to be a jerk and how to not talk to your coworkers whenever they're proud of their children.
Go
Let's
on.
See if Julie reciprocated whenever I brought my daughter into the world.
Huh. Number seven!
First, let's ask the question before we congratulate you. Did your wife and slash you have a baby?
She did, yeah. I'm holding it.
Yay! His first... He's talking on the phone while holding a baby!
Put the baby on the phone.
Outside during this, and that fell through, so there's a chance that this ends abruptly.
Would we like to announce the name of the baby?
Yeah, it's Majela. And it's Mujailaugh.
Nice. That's exactly what I had in the pool. I won.
It's Nora June.
Nora?
Okay, now he's giving us the real one.
Nora June.
Wow.
What is the significance of that name?
Just that we liked it.
Okay, there's no, like, grandma. Grandma was named June, or...
No.
Okay.
That's adorable.
I really love that name.
Nora June.
That means a lot coming from you, Julie, because I thought you might just, like, no matter what I said, you would have that name.
I could never say that about your beautiful baby. Those are actually both names that, like, were in my circle of possible names.
Because Jake hated your kid's name.
Negative to say about a coworker's name.
That's yeah.
I would never do such a thing.
So what time did the baby happen? We were trying to figure out
if you
have to be at the hospital at
here,
5 a.m.
I'm going to write this down
what
and
time
let's see if it matches.
Baby's
okay?
life.
Down.
Oh, you've written down. Okay.
I feel like Dan already knows.
What time baby's life commences when you have to be there at 5
Here's what I said.
You said, okay, Jake, what time did the baby arrive?
I want to know his guess first, but that's not how radio works, is it?
Go ahead, tell him, Bob.
He guessed 4:20.
On the dial.
Nice.
All right.
Wait, let's listen to the baby.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dude, give it the Dan shut up drop.
No.
We just got an actual baby newborn.
Right, and he calmed
it
down.
Hold on.
Shut up!
And then we got some early traces of...
Look at calming Jake.
Jake being a father.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
It's a miracle, Jake. No one's ever done this before.
You sound like a natural.
That's what I told my wife right after she gave birth. I'm like, this is the most beautiful miracle that nobody except, like, maybe a 16-year-old high school student at a prom has been able to pull off before.
Someone in an airplane bathroom.
Literally everybody can do this.
A billion people in the last, I don't know, since we started this phone call.
Right. But it's a miracle for you, honey. I'm sure it's more difficult for you.
Oh, damn.
I want to address...
Now Julie hates us again.
Go on, Jake.
Such a beautiful moment.
The notion that it's possible to, quote, stay above the curtain.
The equator, I believe, is the wording.
To not be able to see anything?
Whatever experience you guys had that made that a possibility is very different from the one that I had.
Well... I had it was 16 years ago, and I still won't forget what I saw. It was very alien-ish.
Man, I believe...
You made it happen.
I believe it started out with, like, her grabbing my hand or something like that, and perhaps pain, and then I just said, you know what? I'm going to act like she needs her hand held this entire time, and therefore I stay belly or higher.
Yeah, somehow I saw everything down there, too.
Yeah, I mean, they tell you, like, right away, whenever we started the, quote, pushing, they're like, you got to grab her leg here.
So whoa!
I'm on one side trying to give her the three count, like I'm Razor Ramon looking for the Intercontinental belt, and the nurse is on the other side, and I'm literally, like, pinning one leg back. And so even if you're not staring down there, like, your field of vision, you can't miss it. I mean, it's there.
Wow.
It's not an option. And so... We ended up having to do 3 hours of that pushing because there was, I guess she got stuck. Mm. And so like half an hour in, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see all this. I want the whole deal. I want the full Rotten.com live leak experience.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. I just don't know if you can ever take that back. So,
that's nah, but I've been told that won't matter anymore anyways.
That's going to go with you for a while.
But yeah, but with his history and the videos he watches, this is nothing. This is his, he's been desensitized.
I didn't want to let Ryan Dunn down. Honestly, my wife is trying to get them to change the time of birth to 419 or 421. And I'm like, look, it's not going to happen.
Was it really?
It was 420.
It was literally 420.
Shut up.
Yeah, I assume TC had told you or something.
Man, you are the best partier I've ever known.
Weed is tight. Weed is tight.
So wait a minute. You really
it says it on the birth certificate, born at 420 p.m.
It does. And she's like pleading with them. Please. Just bump it 31 seconds one way or the other.
Way to go.
Congrats, Jake.
He's a father. It sounds like he's handling it really well.
Thanks for not roasting the name, Julie.
Of course not. I love
you're
it.
You're the bigger person.
I love it. Can't wait to meet little Nora June.
Yep. This is big. Way to go, and we'll see you when we see you. Keep chasing that money. All right.
Go home and get your freaking shine box.
That's Jake and Nora's radio debut. Look at that.
I want to know that I haven't made fun of anybody's kid's name since I had a kid. Well, that's, I haven't made fun of anybody's kid's name who works 4 feet away from me's kid's names.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's progress.
It's changed you.
That's right.
You're way different since you've had a kid.
Wouldn't that hurt your heart a little bit if I just sat here and bashed Nora June's name?
It would depend on how bad the name was.
I think Tom did that to me.
You're not answering the question.
The day I had my kid.
Yeah, because you named your kid Dragon.
Because of her middle name, yeah.
But you didn't live in Southlake at the time.
It was Drogon. It's Drogon.
Right.
You really do have a kid whose middle name is Dragon, though, and you live in Southlake.
Dragon.
Dragon.
D-R-A-G-A-N. It's a grandma's last name, yeah. Oh.
You know what, though?
So it's not Dragon.
Not on my side.
It might be grandma's name. But in your Wikipedia page, it's going to be because you love Southlake so
She's
much.
She's Dragon strong.
Yeah.
Dragon power.
I don't care. It's fine.
It's part of Dragon Nation.
All right. To prove that Dan doesn't care, we made a bet last year over whether or not the Cowboys could make the playoffs. And then we made a bet over whether or not the Cowboys could win the first round of the playoffs and double down on the original bet, which went from 1 week in a clown suit to 2 weeks in a clown suit, including the Super Bowl week.
Yes.
Dan in the clown suit is next on the ticket. It's-